Step 6. Analyze the feedback. Analyze the feedback in the way that yields the richest possible information. Then create and act on your development plan. The feedback will likely contain mixed comments about your strengths and need for improvement. Review the feedback when you feel that you can be open to it. As you review the feedback comments, place each one of these categories: strengths, areas needing improvement, or areas needing clarification. If a comment has both positive and negative aspects, place it in each appropriate category. Once you've placed the feedback in the appropriate categories, create a fourth category called trends. Look in the first three grouping to see whether comments from two or more members of your feedback circle are similar. If so, note them under trends. Obviously, those are the areas you'll want to pay close attention to because they're manifesting themselves in multiple relationships or multiple instances. In addition, look at the feedback in terms of the various relationships. For example, do you tend to meet deadlines with business partners and managers, but not with your staff? The final stage involves creating your development plan. There is a concrete and definite quality to a written analysis. The act of writing our intentions and seeing them in black and white makes them more real and the changes more likely to become reality. In your development plan, repeat the following information as many times as necessary for the areas of improvement you intend to focus on.